proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
All right, so Extra Extra Funny is sometimes used as a semi-private chat room here. Because, you know, it's not as widely heard, and so sometimes we can open up about things that involve other people in our lives without causing a ruckus or anything. So this all has to do with Lindsay and her efforts to, quote unquote, find Rob a wife by running his profile on a dating app. And we keep up with it every day, and anything happened here, happened there. Well, some drama has happened. And to be honest with you, I can't really follow. Rob has told me about it, but I don't know the full details of, you know, who said what and what said, what did that say about this? I mean, so I figure we could just hash it out here. He said he's okay with talking about it on Extra Extra Funny.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So start from the beginning, Rob. What happened?
So when we first posted this video clip of the show talking about me being on Bumble, it was a funny clip. So underneath it, there were a lot of comments about my previous relationship. So one in particular said, I thought Rob had a fiance. And I don't remember if I responded prior to this, but somebody who is a friend of a relative of mine went on there and put, he did and hasn't even been single but a few months. So I responded back to that person. Definitely did not have a fiance, but thanks for getting into my business. To which they then responded back, homie, you have your business all over the internet. But you're right, you didn't have a fiance because you wouldn't commit to it and instead strung her along for several years. Looking for a wife? Psh, yeah, okay.
Okay, and now, again, this is a friend of one of your family members.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I responded back, because I know a secret of that person that I don't know. I can't explain how I know it, but I will tell you that I knew a secret. But they said, I said back, yeah, your relationships with a capital S, and I put in parentheses, yes, multiple, are so picture perfect. Also, if you watched the video or kept up with it, and then I put also in brackets, which how could you with all the philandering you're doing, you'd see this wasn't my idea.
Ooh.
So that was my response. Check and then this person got mad at my ex-girlfriend because that's how I found out the information. So they sent another screen cap to her that they must have posted but then deleted that said, I'm not a radio personality. So this person's not very smart, obviously. Having your relationships broadcasted is part of your life that you choose to live. You're grown. You don't participate in anything you don't want to be a part of. We have seen your temper tantrums at family functions. True. It's true. If you didn't want to participate, you wouldn't. You're cute trying to bring my relationships into it, though. Can't make a bum into a husband is all I'm saying. Good luck. You're literally such a catch. Kissy face. Ooh. But this person wasn't brave enough to actually leave it up so I could respond to it. Mm-hmm. This person just posted it, screen capped it, deleted it, sent it to my ex-girlfriend.
Dang. Wow. So what has your family member said about this? Who's the family member that's her friend?
That's probably the worst part to me. This person said, I love you and I'm sorry you're upset, but I don't want to be put in the middle of anything and would appreciate it if you can respect that.
Whoa.
So I said back to that person, I would appreciate it if you'd admit she didn't need to stick her nose in my business. And then I've also heard stories of times that you didn't defend another family member against this person, and it's a little disappointing that you'd continue to support someone like that. So if that is the case, we probably shouldn't talk much anymore.
Oh.
And she didn't say anything back.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, like in the middle of the night, I was like, well, she's seen it. I can tell, but she hasn't responded. So I sent back, neutrality here is 100% choosing a side. And I'm incredibly disappointed in you. Never thought I'd say that about you. Still no response to that.
Wow.
So I'm burning bridges. Let's give me some gasoline.
So Lindsay has driven a wedge between you and your family members is what I'm hearing by carrying on all this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's Lindsay's fault.
Now,
that's what I was going to, that was my next statement. I was going to say, thanks, Lindsay. I'm kidding.
No, I got your back because let me tell you something. I saw this on Friday. Was it Friday night?
Yes.
Okay. Was it Facebook? Anyway,
it was Instagram.
Okay. So I was on Friday night. I texted Rob first. And then I texted Riggins. And I said, what I said to you, Riggins? Rob's getting sassy or something. I don't know if you knew what that meant. And then I texted Rob and said, what in the world is going on? Because I thought that first response to the ugly comment was someone you didn't know, like a listener. Mm-hmm. So I was like, ooh, Rob's getting feisty. I'm here for this.
You sent to me, I'm loving this feisty Rob on IG.
I loved every minute. Didn't realize it was like a close personal family friend.
Mm-hmm.
I about went off. But here's the thing. It's not my fight to get into. And me being older now, I regressed. But Lindsay, 10 years ago, I would have jumped in there guns blazing. I am livid about the whole thing. And I have so much to tell to say to this girl. I have so much to say to this girl. Get her on the phone.
So what is she upset about, though? Is what I'm what is it to her whether or not you're playing a dating game on the radio?
Yeah, what is she nothing. There's nothing. Like
jealous.
She knows my ex-girlfriend. So I don't know if she thought she was standing up for her, but even my ex-girlfriend was like, it's whatever.
But if they're not friends anymore, why does it matter to her? She's jealous. I think she likes you, Rob.
Oh, God, please no.
I think she likes you. I hope she's listening.
No, she ain't got time. She's too busy with all of her relationships.
Well.
All right. And then you do have to be careful throwing out angers.
Okay, well, she admitted it back to my ex-girlfriend. She sent a message that said, thanks for telling Rob about my relationships.
Okay.
Well, she sounds like complete white trash. I mean, truly.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
What are we going to do here, TJ? What are we going to do?
I don't know.
So if can I see this if I go on our Instagram?
You'll see the initial thing, but you won't see that last one that I read because she did delete it. Or somehow she kept me from seeing that one response, but I don't think that's how that would work. I'm not sure.
Well, make sure you go follow us on Instagram at TJ Riggins Show. Since you're a Prime Plus member, you probably already follow us, but go follow us anyway on Instagram at TJ Riggins Show. I want to see this drama unfold. It's great.
Yeah. So what happens now?
What happens now?
Do you want me to comment something? That would be fun.
Yeah. Let's stir it up a little bit. Do you want me to comment something?
I know. Cause I held back because I'm trying to do better.
But one thing I don't understand though, and it's only been a few, like, what did she say? 4 months. It's only been 4 months.
She said a few months. I mean, it's been since October.
Right,
that's a long time.
But what's he supposed to be doing? Yeah.
And wallowing in my pity.
Y'all don't see it. She likes Rob. I'm telling you, this is it. And why else would she care?
Yeah, right. You might be right. But also, I'd be upset with the cousin, too. Listen, you're my family. I don't care what the reason is. If I don't like him, you don't like him. And that she's going to these lengths to defend that person is crazy. Well, it's not my fight to get in. Well, it is because you're my family.
Right.
It was incredibly disappointing.
I don't blame you. I'd be disappointed too because I know y'all are close like that.
Mm-hmm.
Stop going to them family reunions.
I wasn't going to them anyways.
They have him outside. He's not going.
Right.
Wow. What a scene. Love that.
All right. So I guess now we got something else to keep an eye on.
Oh, I'm eyeing it. I'm eyeing it all dang day.
Brown eyeing it.
All right. Well, let us know if anything, what do they say?
Pops off.
Pops off. Yeah. Anything pops off.
I'm going to be popping in a minute. Lindsay's I'm popping. Don't mess with my people.
Get them. Get them.
I am.
All right. Well,
Do I have your permission to pop off?
Go for it. I'm burning bridges. I told you. Give me some gasoline.
Do you have Rob's permission or my permission?
I think everybody's.
I think if Rob pops off, it should be if he wants to pop off.
Okay.
But you don't want to get in the middle of this.
I know. But I'm mad because I am a part of it. I know no one's mad at me, but I'm mad at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you call her if you had the chance? What would you say to her?
I can't even say it on Extra Funny. So you know that's bad.
All right. So we'll see how things go through the night. Maybe cooler heads will prevail.
Let's just calm down. Everybody we'll just see. Chill out for a bit and sleep.
Y'all are no fun.
Yeah, it's extra funny with TJ and Riggins.